this thing. But what was really amazing was a strong-natured young man came up to me, and he had tears coming down his eyes. And I said, "What happened, buddy?" And he said, "Well," he said, "you see that couple right there?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "I gave them a bag of burgers like you told me, and they were excited because they said tomorrow when they make their noodles, they get to put meat in them," which was unusual. He said, "You know," he said, "I'm telling you, Pastor," he said, "I've had two parents that have worked for Honda. They got really good jobs. I've never even known what it was like to not be able to have a meal." But man, he was transformed in that moment. You see what I'm saying? And I want you to know something, that don't ever take things lightly in the kingdom of God, because it's going far beyond what you could ever think. But I also want to just challenge you. Let's not just stay where we're at. If we got areas that need help and that could have more joy in them and more peace and more healing and more blessing in them, I just want to say, let's make sure that we give that to Jesus. Because the Bible tells us that while we're walking in this thing called life, there are things that should be going on all around us that are not just supposed to be a little bit. Now, not only does he say this is your reasonable service, but it says, be not conformed to this world. Remember, we learned over the last couple weeks, what does it mean to be conformed to this world? It means just to do nothing. Just to be like everybody else. Just to be selfish and not care about others and not read the word and put no effort into who you are now. When Jesus said, listen, now that you truly believe, you have to continue in my word. It says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. If it is in our power to be transformed, to walk in the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, why would we settle for less? I'm just asking. Just talking to you. Why would we take what God carefully constructed and put together for us? You know, it's not like the Lord just created the world and wrote the Bible in a millisecond of time. This Bible has been evaluated. It says in the book of John that what's in this book, God orchestrated so that we could be saved. And not everything about the Lord's in this book, right? Because the Bible says that if all the books were written about what Jesus had done, then the whole earth couldn't contain them. The state of Texas is not big enough to hold all the books that could be written about Jesus. Neither is the state of Ohio. And so what I want you to understand is that what's in this scripture should be so precious to you that you would not let your life go lightly by without making sure that you have a good revelation of what God expects out of you in all the capacities of who you are. Listen, I want to know who God expects me to be as a Christian. I want to know who God expects me to be as a husband. I want to know who God expects me to be as a father. I want to know who God expects me to be as a friend. I want to know who God expects me to be as a laborer that just witnesses to people. And I want to know who God wants me to be as a preacher of the gospel. Amen? And I tell you what, we should all want to know what the Lord wants us to be and challenge ourselves to be the best at it we can. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to read you something here real quick, because I don't know if I have, but I feel like I've put some things out here for us to really give consideration to. Amen? And it says in the book of Colossians,